prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Wayne Elliott, your guest host tonight from the North Shore of Lake Erie up here in Ontario, Canada. I'm sorry to report Pastor Butch is under the weather and actually went to the hospital to be treated for dehydration. So, very sorry to hear that. And he will not be in his office tomorrow. He asked me to tell all you folks. He does expect to be back in the office next Thursday as usual. But for just now, we'll pray for him, give him our best wishes that he's just fine. And I'm sorry that he can't be with us tonight. Well, it is my pleasure and honor, as always, to be with you. These times are certainly something different, and you know, it's hard to figure which ends up. Pastor Butch and I had a bit of time to talk yesterday, and it's very puzzling, confusing times. Doesn't matter which side of the election, for example, you're on, which party you're with, or who you voted for leader. But I found it very odd that in a few days left with the current administration, they would take the time and effort and so forth and focus on impeachment. Again, I'm Canadian. I can't vote or have a say in any affairs in the U.S. I love the United States. It's my second home. Love my American friends, every one of them. And, but no doubt here in Canada, being the tail, you guys being the dog, we're the tail, everything affects us. And geez, it just struck me that, you know, such busy, turbulent times, change of administration for the most important country in the world. I found it odd that this time and effort and focus would be spent on getting rid of impeaching a president that'll be gone in a matter of days in any event from the office. By the same token, I was interested to see in the news yesterday that Vice President-elect Harris was doing a photo shoot with Vogue magazine. And you'd think incoming administration would be pretty darn busy just now. But what really hit me was that there is a dispute. Ms. Harris's self and her staff are in a dispute with the folks at Vogue because the photo shoot, which Kamala Harris picked her own clothes and so forth for the shoot, they were supposed to be inside the magazine as part of an interview, and instead they were on the cover. So there's actually a dispute going on between the magazine and she and her staff. And once again, what came up for me was that I was amazed, frankly, that there'd be much time spent on such a thing at this point in time anyway. Good Lord, there's got to be a lot to do. They have to be two of the most important jobs in the whole wide world. So it's going to be interesting, folks, to say the least. And that was really something the other day in Washington when the January 6th the Electoral College votes were counted, and they, for lack of a better word, the protest that turned violent on the Capitol there. See, you know, as upsetting as it is, and upset many people, again, what came up for me is that there are a lot of American people outraged at what has just happened. I spoke to a dear friend today in Reading, Pennsylvania, a dear friend of 30 years, fine man. I don't know which political party he likes or who he voted for, but, he was upset himself over what's happened. But he did make the comment to me, because I said to him, geez, Bob, I've been amazed that there isn't something that a sitting president could do if he truly, you know, was certain the election had improprieties, the likes of those 80 million unsolicited ballots that were mailed out. And President Trump did, right at the outset of that, months before the election, cry foul there. And it seemed pretty odd to me, but you know, he was amazed, my friend Bob was amazed, that the U.S., the various courts that that were approached applied to do something about the count and the illegals and the people not entitled to vote, and apparently some dead people's names were voted. And he was just kind of amazed that no court did anything. And you know, it seems to me all the things that, I know, again, I'm not a member of either party. Obviously, I'm Canadian. I will say I'm not a left-wing person. You know, for 4 years, the main mandate just seemed to be, the only mandate seemed to be to get the president. And then so many things came out, if we can believe anything from the media, who knows, but so many things came out that that looked like it might have been the other side was causing shenanigans and in the interest of undermining the president. Just very, very strange. You know, I know various states in the United States are at various stages with respect to this COVID, for example. Well, in Canada, you know, when Canadians were acting like, you know, America was the hotbed of COVID, and you know, I do think the majority of Canadians in strong favor of closing the border and keeping it closed. It's still closed. It's been extended another month, just yesterday. Well, the numbers here in Canada have skyrocketed, just taken off like gangbusters, despite the lockdowns we had, the masks that we're ordered to wear. The social distancing. We're now in a more severe lockdown where people can be fined if they've gone anywhere except to get groceries or medicine or medical help. I guess a doctor or hospital for their health, they could be out, but that's it. And they have been issuing fines, cripes. They fined some youth playing hockey up in northern Ontario on an outdoor rink, and arrested them and fined them. And it just doesn't seem to make any sense to me. And box stores here in Ontario have been allowed to stay open, the likes of Costco and the bigger stores like that. But all small businesses, all the family businesses, pretty much have been ordered locked down for the second time and shut. And boy, oh boy, there's just a lot of them, just as there has been in the United States. A lot of them fail or quit, have to quit, go bankrupt, suffer some other bad fate over these closures and losing staff. And then our government here in Canada, in its wisdom, paid both full-time and part-time workers $600 a week to stay home. So just as things reopened a few months back, and these smaller stores and family businesses were allowed to operate again, they couldn't get their part-time staff back to help. You know, who would go in for a day's wages or 2 days wages when you can get $600 a week for not going in? So just created another problem, really, as though the small retailers didn't have it tough enough. Now they couldn't get their part-time help back. And, of course, they're ordered closed again. We were ordered shut down Christmas Day at midnight. The first wave, if you will, of lockdown, recent lockdowns happened, and then they ramped it up, our premier in Ontario did, yesterday, and effective tomorrow midnight. You shouldn't be out of your home unless it's to go for food or medicine, and that's if you haven't just returned or been ordered to quarantine or work someplace where they had an infection or an outbreak, which here is considered two or more people with been infected with the virus, then it's an outbreak. It's happening, seems, one at a time through our hospitals and seniors' residences, again, another wave. And I don't, you know, this this is just my opinion from my Strauss teachings over 20 years ago, and anything I've learned since, and talking to people in all walks of health and medicine and so forth, and PhD nutritionists and doctors that I do shows with and talk to regularly. You know, there's a there's a huge there's a huge stack of proof that, you know, certain vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, have shown great success in helping people that have been infected. And, of course, it's not it's not Western medicine's way. That's far too cheap, too inexpensive a solution to be any good to Western medicine, really. And there's, as you can all appreciate, there's a great divide between natural medicines and natural supplements and the pharmaceutical world. You know, it's distressing to me because I've now had so many years' experience involved in this, and you know, you'd have to believe, my goodness, 100 years ago, there was a Nobel Prize, two Nobel Prizes, I believe, to Dr. Linus Pauling for his work on vitamin C. And part of that was proof that many diseases and ailments are caused by a lack of something, as opposed to necessarily being caused by something. It more likely is caused by a lack of something. Just like back in the 13, 1400s, 1500s, when the explorers would set out in their ships to find the new world and find out was the world flat or not and so forth. It was something that was very common, especially when they were longer at sea than they had figured, trying to find land. They got scurvy. You know, that's a form of cancer. And the solution for them, of course, was citrus, lemons, oranges, and that was the fix. So it's not like this is new. I mean, before there was man-made chemical drugs and pharmaceuticals back in the 50s, I believe, 1950s, so only 70 years ago. But for hundreds of years before that, there were only natural remedies. And people like to compare, you know, how much better it is today. We live longer by average today. Well, that's true. There's no question about that. But what we have that they didn't have even 50, 75, and 100 years ago was the diagnostics. We have the high-tech MRIs, CAT scans, sophisticated blood work, blood tests. There are all kinds of, that's where Western medicine has really moved forward, is on the diagnostic, diagnosing, and being able to see inside our bodies and so forth. They had none of that 100 years ago, so it's no wonder if that people, by average, died younger. Oftentimes, I'm sure it really wasn't known what exactly they died from. There were no real diagnostics in those days, and now we can zero in on what's wrong. We just haven't done very well at treating or fixing Schedule A diseases. Proof of that is that every single one is on the rise, has been for some time. That includes heart attack and stroke. And in fact, now, and due to many different things, I suppose, women get 51% of heart attacks in America, it is claimed these days, where it used to be more of a man's male disease. Women get more than men today. You know, there's so many women in the working world, and they have the extra jobs, of course, or the job still at home, families to care for, and so forth. So there's many women have never worked any harder than they do today with more responsibilities. And, of course, our food, we've talked about it before. There's very little natural, original food left. There are so many genetically modified foods that either the plant itself is GMO or the products that are made that we find in our stores contain genetically modified organisms. Well, we also know, folks, you can't duplicate nature because nature doesn't even duplicate itself. There's no two pine trees or giraffes or hound dogs that are identical. There's all this DNA business. We're all like snowflakes, different from one another. And that's where we get our strength, the biodiversity. That's where nature got all its strength, not just with the creatures, but with the plants and trees and vegetables and fruits and all the rest of it, the biodiversity. The thing with genetically modified foods is that they have a very weak immune system of their own. They also can't have all the enzymes that nature intended them to have. Some of these enzymes and minerals and vitamins, they're in trace. They're called trace elements, hardly detectable. There's that little. The likes of B12. It's just in tiny trace elements in many foods. So we can't copy them. We've done our best, and the focus seems to be on taste. And, you know, there isn't many of us that have had a real natural banana in a long time, for example. Any of you old enough will remember when it was kind of greasy. When you'd bite into a banana, it'd be shiny and slippery looking, with many, many black dots, seeds in the center core. I haven't seen one of them in a long time now. It's more than 10 years. I know because I love bananas, and I love them in my smoothie, but I buy organic. I try them all. I open them up. I see that they're, you know, that they are not natural. Oftentimes I take a bite. Sometimes they taste pretty close, and other times they don't taste anything like a banana should taste. So we've got a lot of stuff stacked against us today, folks, in terms of our health, and natural foods may be the biggest, combined with all the chemicals that are used on the plants we do eat and on the soils, chemical fertilizers and pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, so they can ship produce from California up to eastern Canada, for example. It's all chemicals. We don't have equipment to deal with chemicals in our body, so our liver and kidneys take a lot of the heck. And, you know, we've talked about the Strauss products before. These Strauss products, generations old, these formulas, most of them, they truly are cleansing products. They are detoxing, cleansing products. Some of them, like the bladder, kidney, prostate, they have antibiotic herbs in the ingredients that are there to kill bacteria in those organs. In those parts of our body, bacteria grows very quickly. It's very stubborn. And those parts of our bodies are also among the slowest to accept help, accept medicine, accept any sort of help. So we have to be diligent when we are taking something to try not to skip a dose and take it regularly. But I always use the comparison, how long would we stay in the kitchen, or in any part of our home for that matter, if we never took out the trash? It wouldn't be very nice in a hurry if we didn't. And how long would our furnace or automobile or tractor run if we never changed the filters and the oil? Wouldn't run that long. And so our bodies, as amazing as they are, and go a long time with us abusing them in different ways, they're still better off clean, free of toxins, and our tissues clean. So that's really the marvel of the Strauss products. Now, the flagship Strauss Heart Drops, that's the one that saved my life and changed my life and saved my mom and dad both, and so many people that that I've known and dealt with. As Heart Drops, they've shown to dissolve the plaque and cholesterol right from the tiniest veins to our eyes, ears, and skin, up to the major heart arteries and carotid arteries. They safely dissolve that plaque from cholesterol. Oftentimes, if we need it, like I did, your blood cholesterol level, your blood test cholesterol, will go up. The blood system is the only transportation system in our body. Every single thing travels in our blood. That's why we have about 50,000 miles of veins and vessels. Every single cell, from the end of our toenails to the end of our longest hair, needs blood to live, every cell. So it's the most important body function, but it is the only highway in our body. So when we take, if you need Strauss Heart Drops as I did, and you dissolve that plaque, there's only one way for that plaque to travel to leave your body to your own disposal units, to use the bathroom in one form or another, or to pass gas, and that's in the blood. So your blood cholesterol level, like mine, may well go way up for a while. Mine almost tripled, my blood cholesterol level. I felt like Superman. My doctor was worried as heck, and couldn't get his head around the difference, the cholesterol myth, as it is called. 8 out of 10 heart attack victims, folks, have low blood cholesterol. When I wasn't well, I had low blood cholesterol. It wasn't floating in my blood. It was stuck. When it's stuck is when it hurts you, or when it can kill you, give you a stroke, heart attack, or any number of things, bluish-gray skin. Diabetes, they need that blood flow, so, you know, I urge diabetics to give it to themselves. See the difference for yourself. You can't be harmed. Health Canada and the FDA both have stated that long ago, you cannot be harmed. It's a natural substance. It's like broccoli and tomatoes and lovely Bartlett pears and other things, raspberries that you eat. It's way closer to foods. But our foods are our medicines, and so you can't harm yourself. Even if you're taking prescription drugs, there is just no contraindications with these natural formulas and natural substances. Just like there's no contraindications for your, when you're taking your pharmaceuticals and you have some nice raspberries or blueberries or apricots or sweet potatoes. It's all just good food. And you can't be cheated for your money by being dissatisfied either. The Strauss family would never hear of that. And so, yeah, you're safe, and you can't be cheated for your money. If you're not happy, the Strausses may have a bleeding heart, but they'll surely make sure that you get all your money back. And it just warms my heart every time I know someone has given it to themselves, because having been there myself, and I've used all these original formulas that are available today. There's only 5 of them. I've used them all over 20 years, and they're fabulous. I've never been sorry. I credit my good health to them. It's now over 20 years since I took so much as an aspirin, never mind any chemical drugs. I've not even taken an aspirin. I've used white willow bark for pain. It's actually what's in aspirin for pain, and I don't know why the chemicals are added that can damage your stomach. White willow bark's good for your stomach. And I found it effective. Geez, when I was age 50, I broke my left arm, and I am left-handed, but I broke that arm in four places. And without surgery that was I was told I should have, I healed and didn't have arthritis afterwards. I'm just amazed with these products and what they can do and how they're harmless. The other thing is, folks, depending on you, because we're all different, depending on your size, your weight, your age, your condition, how many toxins are in you. They say the average person has 30 pounds of toxins in them. It's hard to believe. So the other thing you might expect with any of these formulas is to lose some weight. I mean, even plaque, toxins, poisons, they weigh something, and this is the best weight you can lose. It's by far the best weight you can lose, and you can't lose it by diet or exercise. Doctors don't even talk about it, don't talk about detoxifying. They don't have any products for that or any pharmaceuticals they recommend for that. I always tell folks, if you're going to go on a big weight loss regime, I have many friends that are football players and big boys, and a lot of us got a lot bigger as we got older and stopped being so physically active. Well, before you do a major weight loss program, you really consider a good cleanse, a good detox program, either before or during your weight loss efforts. And I'll tell you why. If you were, let's just throw some numbers around. If you were 300 pounds and you wanted to be 200 pounds, well, let's just say you had that same 10% of you was toxins. At 300 pounds, let's just say that, 10%, 30 pounds. Well, if you lost 100 pounds and went down to 200 pounds, there'd be a bigger percentage of you was these poisons and toxins. A bigger part of your mass would be these poisons and toxins if you didn't cleanse and get rid of them. And we probably all know, I can certainly think of some folks that lost a tremendous amount of weight. They didn't look good afterwards. The first clue was their color wasn't good. It was very uneven. And oftentimes they get sick, and sometimes they end up dying. We've got to take a break now, folks, for a few words, and I'll be back with you in just a few. Thank you. Wayne Elliott.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store of food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott, your honored guest host tonight. And again, our best wishes to Pastor Butch, who's under the weather today and was taken to hospital for dehydration. And I sure hope to hear that he's well and on a good comeback tomorrow. He won't be in the office tomorrow, of course. He wanted me to tell y'all, but he will be back next week. And he sounded pretty good. I talked to him yesterday. It sounded like he maybe had a head cold and was a little under the weather. But so our prayers and best wishes go out to Pastor Butch. And I'm grateful I'm with you today, honored to be pitch hitting for Pastor Butch. Back to what I was saying just before the break now, I'll finish off with that. The anybody who wants to lose a lot of weight, please, please get yourself some good cleansing products, some detox products. You can do it while you're losing the weight. That's okay. Just as long as you do it. Don't end up losing a whole bunch of weight. I'm not talking about 10 pounds here, folks, but if you're looking to lose 40, 50 or more pounds, you'll want to cleanse your tissues first, get rid of those toxins or during, so that a bigger part of you isn't poisoned when you're done losing all that weight. It's very important. You won't hear it from, likely from a doctor or anything. They don't have any cleansing products in Western medicine. It's all about treating ailments and disease. They don't claim to cure any of them because, of course, they can't. You can't be fixed by something you're not made from. So man-made chemicals cannot fix you, but they do make them to deal with symptoms. So enough on that, and God bless you and good luck to you if you're on a serious program. Make sure you're getting some exercise, too, whether you're trying to lose weight or not. You've got to keep those legs as strong as you can. You know, as you get older, a lot of people have a fall, break their hip, and sometimes that's the end because being immobile, things like pneumonia can set in, and we all know about that, and so you want to keep your muscles and bones as fit as possible, and if you can do a bit of work, you know, certainly stretching in the garden, stretching even in front of your TV, you know, stretching in bed is good, but some exercise and fresh air is sure a good part of the prescription to maintain good health and a good, strong immune system. Not too much junk food, not too much salty, sugary stuff, that's for sure. And some good supplements. You know, folks, Strauss doesn't make them, but there are plenty of good I take every day. In addition to the Strauss formulas, I take vitamin C, vitamin D3. Especially after the age of 50, you'll want to consider vitamin D3 and pay attention to your blood tests because we aren't able to absorb it as fast from the sun as younger people as we can when we're younger. So I take that vitamin D3 religiously. I take a B compound vitamin, and I take full spectrum minerals, First of all, because it is no longer in the soil. Our soil is depleted, so if it's not in the soil, it doesn't go into the veggies and to the fruits. And personally, I get, like my mom did, get leg and foot cramps if I don't take those full-spectrum minerals. So that's a good thing to take as well. But do consider the cleansing products, like the Strauss line of products, the best way to avoid ailments, disease, is to keep a strong immune system and to keep clean tissues. Take the garbage out, just like you do in your house. Get rid of those toxins. And that is the best way to reduce disease and schedule A diseases and ailments is to prevent them. You know, the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And there's just no question that's true. Not to say that you can't fight back from some of these. I mean, I've seen miraculous things, including my own experience and my parents and so many others, come back from a health ailment. But it is easier to prevent in the first place than it is to fight back. You can just ask anyone who's come back from a heart attack or open heart surgery, and I'll just guarantee you they wished they could have avoided it in the first place. But if you have suffered such stroke or heart attack, angina symptoms, irregular heartbeat, boy, I just so strongly recommend the Strauss heart drops, and Strauss Cardio Calm to you. If you're getting up too many times through the night, if you're having trouble controlling your urine, having to go too often, if it's very urgent that you go, have these incontinence issues, can't control it too well, then, you know, I just suggest you can't hurt yourself, you can't be cheated, but that Strauss bladder formula, kidney formula, and for men, prostate formula, they're the cat's meow. And you can see for yourself, if you're getting up now four or five times through the night, likely disturbing that good REM sleep, that rapid eye movement sleep, when we really do the repairs in our body and we really get the deep rest we need. Well, if you get up enough times, you're interrupting that if you get into that REM sleep at all. My mom really suffered with that because she had trouble getting back to sleep each time she got up. And, you know, it can be a real, not only annoying if you're overtired, but and make you less productive or less less aware, not feeling as good, certainly. My mom used to just sometimes feel exhausted. And so if you want to get up less through the night, you try those products. You will see the difference, and you'll feel the difference. And just know that you're doing good things for yourself. Killing bacteria in those parts of our bodies and cleansing them, that's a key, folks. It's just a key to, it's just like maintenance. It's really what it is. It's like maintenance. If there's nothing wrong now, well, you don't want anything wrong. So this is kind of like maintenance. And, I just urge you to give it a try and swear to you can't be harmed or cheated. And otherwise, you know, it's difficult these days. Mental health is suffering with so many between lockdowns and, like here in Ontario just now, everything shut down. Job losses, or at least laid off while your employer's closed. Worry about whether or not your employer will be open again, will survive and provide you with a job. Our kids with the interrupted school, interrupted sports, my heart breaks for the youth. I know when I was young, I just lived for that baseball and football. I just didn't want to do anything else when I was a kid, but be playing like that outside, and it's good for you. Sunshine, exercise, social, it's all good for us. You know, they say to have a healthy mind, have a healthy body. Well, these kids have been deprived of their sports this year and may well be, I should say last year, but may well be again this year, depending on what happens here. And I'd like to talk about the vaccine a little bit as well. Apparently in America, 30% of frontline workers, including a lot of nurses, are refusing the vaccine. Personally, I don't blame them. There hasn't been time for any sort of lengthy clinical trials to show any long-term potential harms. And let's face it, folks, the only reason that they found out that folks with serious allergies should not be vaccinated was because of what happened to several people. The first two ladies, I think, were in Europe. There was an American lady in Alaska. Now there's been more since, including recently a doctor in the United States shortly after the vaccine died. So this is how, unfortunately, they're supposed to, in a clinical five-year trials, when they're supposed to find out all the risks and potential serious side effects, well, they haven't even had 6 months to test these vaccines. There's been such a rush to get them available. And then I was further distressed. It wasn't so long ago I learned that these vaccines are not to prevent you from getting COVID. Now, I'd always understood that the flu shot, that's influenza B, and they sure promote the flu shots heavy here in Canada, suggest everyone go get one. It's, I believe it's free at the drugstores and everything. The only time I got one years ago, before I met Strauss, I had one, and I got the flu. Jim Strauss said that he's not going to get injected with some poison that he's trying to avoid. And so since then, it sure made sense to me, and I've never had a flu shot since. But as we know, the flu shot is not a guarantee you will not get the flu. It's no such guarantee. This COVID vaccine, they say, is not to prevent you from getting infected. It is supposed to make it easier on you to get through it if you get infected. So I guess it's supposed to reduce the severity of your symptoms. So I don't know, folks. I mean, let's face it, something like 30% of people that have shown to be infected were asymptomatic. They didn't have any symptoms, so they weren't suffering any illness. And just my personal opinion, mind you, but I have some real serious concerns about it. To get a vaccine that isn't to prevent infection, but to make it easier to go through, I'm just going to continue to do my best not to be infected, to keep a healthy immune system, so that, your immune system, folks, is going to determine the health of your immune system, rather, is going to help determine whether or not you get a number of ailments, viruses, colds, flus, but also very serious Schedule A diseases like cancer. A very strong, healthy immune system would not get cancer. It's much harder today to keep a strong immune system. That's for sure. I mean, we're a drive-through society. You'd almost think the creator made a mistake giving us legs. We're drive-through. Even the banks have drive-throughs now. All the coffee and fast food outlets are drive-throughs. And computers allow us to do so many things right from our own seat at home. So, you know, I think it's almost people are just getting less exercise as well, unless they're making that effort on the side to get the exercise. It's all important, but all important ingredients to keeping a strong immune system, which is just the best thing you can do because your immune system is your defense department. It's supposed to protect you. It's designed and created to protect you from all of this. You know, the human body is partially made up of bacteria and viruses. Apparently, it's where it all started. So it's a way of life, but apparently our immune system gets stronger and stronger by being exposed to these things. So a person digging in the garden, just a very healthy thing to do. There's all kinds of different bacterias and creatures in that garden. Kids playing on the beach in the sand and so forth, and out in a schoolyard. Same thing. This is what makes our immune system stronger. So my opinion is that's the right approach. Whether you're trying to prevent against annual flu viruses or anything really, any ailment, including cancer, is to keep that defense department strong. And boy, if anybody understands that, it's Americans. You guys have got the number one defense in the world. And I'll tell you, this Canadian's grateful you do, because we pretty much scrapped our Navy. Our company scrapped over half of it. And, America has a very strong defense department, and that's why, you know, it's the, as far as I'm concerned, the number one power in the world. And it's important for our bodies the same way. We don't want to leave the front and back door open for every virus and creature that wants to invade us. So we have to pay attention. And as we get older, we can't do the same things. I don't play football anymore. I'll be 67 next month. I don't play organized sports, but I love to get out there and load firewood and unload it and stack it. And my wife and I still cut the lawn with a walk behind lawnmower and go for walks with the dog. I love the bicycle in the good weather. I just love a bicycle ride. Digging in the garden, having just a pleasant stroll is very good for you. Get some sunshine. You know, you can bundle up warm in the colder weather. You got to watch that ice and snow, of course. But we really are meant to have that fresh air, to have that exercise, to stretch and to use our muscles and everything that the Creator's put in us. So, this isolation, I think, has done folks a lot of harm as well. And even if you are isolated at home, you can still get the fresh air. You know, you can still go out and walk around your yard or walk around the block and walk up and down the halls, as far as that goes. But please do get yourself some regular exercise. And stretching is just so important. The more you sit around or the less active you are, I would say the more important stretching is. You don't want your muscles to dry and atrophy, and you can see some folks will be bent over and things just don't work the same anymore, and that's part of the reason. So we've got to look after ourselves, and I'll tell you, I've always felt folks, and I'm great. It's great for me. My wife will bug me sometimes. I'll be busy, but she'll say, "Come on, why don't you come for a walk with us?" And I've never regretted it once. And some of the times where I really have been anxious or stressed over something or overwhelmed with something at work or whatever, the walk has always helped. It's almost like you use up or you burn bad energy when you do that. I used to find that the more stressed I was, well, the faster I would walk. I'd walk with more purpose. But it still had the same effect in the end. I felt good. I felt less stressed. You know, the blood was flowing through me. I was using my lungs, breathing the fresh air in and out, and never regretted a walk. So it doesn't have to be strenuous. You don't have to do strenuous workouts. Just get out there and it really doesn't matter the speed you're moving, just so long as you're doing it and giving it to yourself. Mentally, there's just endless benefits to it. And if you have children, geez, I don't think anything should have changed. My mom was always saying to us, "Now get outside, get out from under my feet." We didn't need too much encouragement in those days. We were gone from early in the morning, oftentimes over at the park, till supper time. But these days, you know, with the electronic games and the Nintendos and PlayStations and all of this, there's a lot of children are more idle than we used to be. And I think more children are overweight than there used to be. And I think that's why they did a study a few years back on children with high blood pressure. Well, this was something that was pretty unusual, years ago. Because kids were more active then, I believe. And so they did a study, and they had the children get an hour's exercise outside every day. Everything else stayed the same in their life, but they were forced to be outside. They could play on the swings, the slides. They could build sandcastles. They could kick a ball around or play tag or any of these things, and the blood pressure dropped in those children from getting that exercise that they weren't used to getting. So it doesn't get better as you get older, folks. You know, let's face it, our parts start to wear, and it's just that much more important. So as far as the, you know, one of my real concerns now is the folks in the mental health. They say that the divorce rate's up, domestic violence rate is way up, and then, of course, that's its own set of carnage, financial and children and family breakups. And they say overdoses and substance abuse and addiction and suicides are up. Well, these are all mental stresses and mental ailments that are getting people down. So, you know, again, to have a sound mind, try and have a sound body, and you know, folks, the sun will come up again. Politics, I guess, is what it is. It's a dirty business, dirty game. They always say it's been dirty. You know, all's fair in war and politics. You know, so hard as it is, I know it is for me sometimes. It's best if we can recognize that individually there isn't anything we can do. We have our vote, and that's what we have. We have the right to express our opinions, but that's all we really have. There isn't too many of us in any kind of control of any by any means. So, you know, to fret too much over something we can't individually or personally do anything about is a negative for us, negative factor, negative on our health. And I'm not trying to preach here, because I have a fair bit of training with self-awareness and should be able to not feel much anxiety in these times. And I got to be honest, it's there's some trying times for me here when I read some of what I read and hear some of what I hear and see. It's kind of hard sometimes to hold it all together as though nothing's wrong. But we're far better off if we can take that attitude and keep our own feet on the ground. And even if the world is upside down, try and have faith and love is so important. I mean, thank goodness for family and good friends. And if not for that, I mean, you know, you can surround hate with love, but you can't surround love with hate, because love is just that, maybe not much, but it's just that much more powerful. So, you know, if we can have love in our heart and not hate, that's a real big first step. One time I was really, really upset, and I was about someone, and a friend of mine said, Wayne, you know, you've got to... You're stressing like this over this, and the other person doesn't even know it. He said, that's like you taking the poison and hoping it kills them. And that really hit a note with me, struck home with me. And I believe it's true. No sense driving ourselves crazy. And once again, if something's done, it's done. And the faster we can move on with it, yesterday's gone, folks. It is only really from this moment on that we have. And, you know, some of that training I took really helped me not to live in the past and not to pay attention to only what was in my head, because that's all past. There's no future in your head yet. It's all past. We've each got our own movie playing in our heads, but it's all past. Nothing we can change about the past. We can only learn from it, have great memories maybe, and move forward. There's only from this moment on. So, I wish there was a capsule or something we could take that would help everyone with stress and anxiety. And There's some great products out there, and Pastor Butch has got them. And boy, Pastor Butch is thorough. I can tell you that these last couple of years in my discussions and dealings with him. He never wants to offer you folks one thing that isn't great. He's not into also-ran or run-of-the-mill, I can tell you that. He's sincere as they come. And I think he'd agree with me and tell you the same. But, you know, Pastor Butch handles these Strauss products and some other fine products and offers folks the best deals he can. And it's just a good thing to consider to take some of these supplements. There's never been a more important time than now. And to do things that, you know, we all know what's good for us, and we also know what's not good for us. I mean, over Christmas and, geez, really right up until just recently, I've sure enjoyed the Christmas goodies, the chocolate-covered everythings, you know, all those lovely baked goods. My sister is just a great cookie baker, and so I've ate my share of those. And, you know, but so we've got to make sure we get enough good food, and we've got to make sure we limit all those tasty things that aren't so good for us, and try and have a better balance. And there's many ingredients to the recipe to good health, that's for sure. And there's many things out there today that just aren't good for us. And the situation today is not really a healthy. And I don't mean that necessarily literally in the case of a virus, but not healthy for our mental well-being. Wondering what's next, and all the financial carnage that's been caused individuals and our governments. This is all going to leave quite a tax bill, and so all we can do, you know, it's like any of you that was an athlete or played soccer or tennis or football or baseball or basketball, soccer, any of those games. You know, you didn't quit in the fourth quarter or in the second half if you were behind a little bit. You give it your best, and that's what we got to do now. As a friend of mine has a saying, he says, you know, you've never been down where you couldn't get up. So it's kind of like falling off course. They say the best thing to do is get right back on it. Thanks for being with me tonight, folks. It's been my great pleasure as usual, and God bless everybody and best wishes for good health. And Pastor Butch will be with us shortly, so y'all take care of yourselves and have a wonderful tomorrow. Thanks again.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.